FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to another edition of the FC United Legends. And this week we're going to be hearing from the man who scored 94 goals in 305 appearances for FC United. It's a welcome to the show to Matty Wolfenden. Well, Matty, a big thank you for joining us. Let's take you all the way back now to late October 2010, just before the game with Corwin Bay. You just signed for the club. Tell us about your thinking about joining FC United at that moment in time.
Well, I'd literally just dropped out of playing professionally at Wrexham and I'd had a couple of bad injuries and kind of fell out of love a bit with the game. And I think it was Sully who gave me a ring. Just had not played for maybe 3 or 4 months at the start of that season. And it was just more about getting back a bit of love back for the game, really, and found a really good home in FC and had heard really good things from a few of the ex-players who'd been there and obviously Sully. So it just really fit well at the time for me to get some games and to help the club out. And then it just got with me finding a home, really, and staying for longer than I would have imagined.
Yeah, 7 seasons, in fact, you stayed at FC United. But it all began with that match at home to Corwin Bay. A 2-1 victory, playing an important role in FC United's second goal that afternoon, helping to set up Jerome Wright for the goal just before half-time.
Wolfenden, neat little touch to Norton. Good ball out to Jerome Wright. Left-hand side of the box. Oh, good inside, what a goal! Oh, what a goal from Jerome Wright there. What a passage of play from FC.
Remember much about that game?
Not really. I remember it was at Gig, and it was after like the Rochdale game, wasn't it? I think it was it a few games later.
It was just before the Rochdale game.
Was it just before?
Just before the Rochdale game. So you're coming into this squad, this dressing room, who've had this epic FA Cup run, and you played. I think you came on as a substitute, didn't you, in the 2 games against Brighton and Hove Albion?
Against Brighton,
You know, you're coming from, you know, the likes of Wrexham to FC United. What was the much of a leap?
Well, not really. No, I'd not been playing for a few months, so it took me a while to get up to speed. But obviously the lads were flying at the time, and there was a great buzz around the squad after the Rochdale game, and then going to Brighton as well and getting a replay. So I fit in really quite well. It was different at the time, getting used to training a couple of times a week rather than full time. But yeah, it was good.
Soon you were scoring goals for Sheffield United. You scored your first goal against Sheffield United in a 2-1 win. An important win, actually, because it was just after the 4-1 defeat at Halifax a couple of days after that. So an important victory there. You then getting into scoring goals for Sheffield United, scoring against Retford United, scoring against Hucknall Town, and scoring as well in a bit of a 4-0 demolition of Whitby Town at home in February of 2011.
It's Jerome Wright taking it on. Now it crosses. Oh, that's a goal! And that's Matt Wolfenden right on the stroke of half-time. And again, yeah, Jerome chased the ball, took it past the defender, couldn't keep it in for pace, centred it. And that's what we've seen in the last couple of games. Wolfenden alongside Mike Norton. And if Wolfenden had got that, Mike Norton was behind him. And that's a timely goal for FC United. They were letting Whitby back into this. But in actual fact, they've now put that bit of daylight between themselves and Whitby that we were asking for.
Yeah, you scored 12 goals that season, which isn't bad considering, you know, you signed partway through.
Yeah.
I mean, you scored a hat-trick against Nantwich Town. You scored 2 goals against Stocksbridge. But I think the memorable goal for that season was probably against Bradford Park Avenue in the playoff semi final.
Bit of pressure from FC. Jacobs looking for Norton, brings it down. Norton, Wolfenden, yeah, get in there, Matty Wolfenden knocks one in at his back post. Get in there. 9 minutes on the clock. That is so important, Roy. That is so important, an early goal. What a superb passage of play for them FC.
What was your memories of that night in West Yorkshire?
Honestly, the amount of playoff semi-finals we've been in, I don't actually know which one it is.
That was the one where we ended up winning 2-0. You scored within the first 10 minutes. Jerome scored just after half-time. And it was a balmy night. We'd pretty much taken over the main stand.
Yeah, I think it was the one... Was it the one where they was all in the undercover a little bit?
Yes.
In the stand?
Yes.
And yeah, I just remember the flares going off. And yeah, it was a good night, to be fair. You hear about the fans and the atmosphere they create, and until you're there and you experience it, there's no really way to explain it at that level.
What was your take on that overall season and how we just came short at the end?
It's just frustrating, isn't it? After all the hard work and only one team getting promoted automatically, it's a difficult league to get out of. And obviously, it strives you on for the season after when you get beat in the playoffs and you're thinking, oh, we'll go again. And then that was a kind of recurring theme for the next 3-4 seasons, wasn't it? And you're thinking, are we ever going to actually do it? So, yeah, there's a few learning curves along the way.
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't to be against Colwyn Bay in the playoff final of the 2010-11 season. But that takes us to the 2011-12 season. And we should say, before we get into this particular year, you did win an accolade at the end of the year, Players Player of the Season, scoring 20 goals in 46 appearances during the 2011-12 season. And you really did hit the ground running. An away win, first game of the season in August of 2011, away at Stafford Rangers.
And it's out for a corner ball, which we can't see, to be honest. The corner flag, the ball comes in. Towards the back. Goal! Matty Wolfenden! The ball came across from Nicky Platt. Matty Wolfenden, slightly unmarked, directed his header straight past and beyond Danny Reid. And FC United, within, 38 seconds, take the lead here at Stafford Rangers.
Might be the fastest league goal we've ever scored, that, you know. Might be.
He was unmarked, but I tell you what, good direction, good power. Keeper not a chance, and FC United, well, the fans go wild. And it was... Wolfenden, Matty Wolfenden, the ex-Oldham Athletic superstar, the youngest player ever to play at 16 years and 115 days.
So after Stafford Rangers, you also scored in the next game against North Ferriby, also scoring in the Chasetown game as well. You also took part in that home 5-2 win over Bradford Park Avenue, as well as scoring against Kendal Town. I mean, it really was a good start to the season for yourself. But the next clip we're going to talk about is Bradford Park Avenue, the away game at Bradford Park Avenue. We spoke to Mike Norton about this particular game. A great afternoon for FC United, a 5-2 victory. And of course, it wouldn't surprise the listener to know that you scored in this game as well.
Johnson can look up now. Four shirts in the box. Hits the near post. It goes beyond the... This should be five! It is indeed! It is indeed! It's 5-1! There was even a chance for Matty Wolfenden to slip on the floor, get back up, and hit it with his right foot into the top corner. And FC United and Manchester find themselves winning by 5-1 here at Bradford Park Avenue.
So as we head into 2012, the second half of the 2011-12 season, it feels like, you know, there's a great camaraderie in the squad. You're hooking up with Mike Norton brilliantly. Tell us about your thoughts of that particular time and the squad you were playing with.
Those squads are one of the best I played with. Like, it had a bit of everything, didn't it? They had flair players. We had people who could dig in. And as a team, you never felt beaten. You always felt you was going to get something from every game, and especially with the fans behind you.
You scored a hat-trick that season. I don't know if you remember the game. It was in March of 2012, in the 3-0 win against Stocksbridge Park Steels.
This should be a goal here for Michael Norton. He sets himself, plays the ball
wide. Now.
Oh! Off the crossbar he goes. Norton for the second ball. Yeah. Third ball.
Yes!
Oh!
Wolf there.
Well, Matty Wolfenden eventually gets the goal, and FC United, really, from that position, if they hadn't have scored, it would have been a travesty.
Third time lucky.
To say we took the scenic route doesn't do it justice, does it?
Cottrell left footed, swings the ball great down the left hand side. Never ball and pull across the street
again. Yes! Wolfen again.
Matty Wolfenden, lovely ball on the left hand side. And what Neville did really well there, he didn't bring the ball down first time, hit it right across the goal, and Matty Wolfenden was there, side-footed, only from 6 yards out. It's 2-0 to FC United of Manchester.
Absolutely great ball from Jake Cottrell.
That's a speedway. Ball. Johnson now, can he make it three? Puts the ball across, this is a goal! Matty Wolfenden, finished with some aplomb, 6 yards out, yet again, Johnson the provider, FC United, 3. Stockbridge Park steals nil.
Great ball through to Johnson there. I think it was Nicky Platt putting away, and all he had to do was square it. A simple tap in there for Matty Wolfenden.
You'll be pleased to know the website gave you man of the match that afternoon as well.
Right.
I think
one of those goals, I tend to remember, I had to kind of convince the ref that it was mine to get my hat trick.
Isn't that half the battle?
Well, yeah, especially when most of mine are tappings in the end.
Well, you say that. I mean, you scored a variety of different types of goals. I mean, earlier we mentioned the player semi-final goal. That was a tapping. You know, you're there, John, in the spot. You're in the right place. You just tap it in. But you've scored some cracking goals as well over the years. I mean, if we just jump ahead to, I think it's the third season in 2012-13. You scored a remarkable goal against Ashton United.
Played, but a red blue shirt wins it, and now it's a good 1-2 there between the North. And the first half shot comes in, and I've got to say, ladies and gentlemen, you have just missed one of the best goals you will see for a long, long, long time to come. It was that good, I didn't even get a chance to scream and shout. Matty Wolfenden, a 1-2 with Michael Norton. Norton's played it back to him from about 45, maybe even 50 yards. Side-footed it into the top left-hand corner, and FC United take a 2-goal lead.
I mean, you're always in the right place to score tap-ins, but you did score some memorable goals as well. I mean, how'd you do it?
I don't know. Like, me and Greavesy always used to laugh about it, that a goal's a goal, and the 2-yard tap-ins are as good as the ones you hit from 20 yards, and they all in the paper it says the same, doesn't it? It's a goal scored by Wolfenden or Greavesy. Or Norton, so nobody really knows, do you? But obviously, the better the goal, the more special it is.
Well, let's go back to the 2011-12 season, and I mentioned earlier about that Stocksbridge Park Steels hat-trick. A couple of games later, because there was a bit of controversy in this one, you scored against Worksop Town, but you also got a red card. But that red card was later rescinded because mistaken identity.
We've got a break in play again, and this there's an elbow. The referee is being spoken to by the assistant, and apparently there's an elbow being seen, and that's what he's talking about. And the referee's now saying Matty Wolfenden is being brought over, is he? I don't know what's going on here.
It was considered serious enough for the liner to keep flagging.
Red card. Matty Wolfenden's been sent off now. Matty Wolfenden said it wasn't me.
You look nothing like Dean Stott. I mean, what was all that about?
I think that happened twice to me when I played for FC. I think it happened with Jimmy Holden as well. And I think one of them had, there was a bit of an incident off the ball, and there's a bit of fisticuffs, and the ref ended up sending me off. I'm not sure which one that was. But it happened twice where I had 2 red cards rescinded. Because I think I only got one that actually stood, wasn't it? And that was at Buxton, I think it was.
Yeah, there's a commentary clip of Swampy in his pomp where he says, you should get sent off more often, son. Brilliant commentary. But
right.
you were a clean player, weren't you? I mean, you never got that many yellow cards, and you certainly didn't get that many reds.
I think I would have ended up with more reds if they'd have all stayed than yellow cards, to be honest. But yeah, I don't think I wanted to pay the fines. They must have put me off.
when it comes to, you know, that season, I mean, towards the end, we battered Northwich Victoria 4-1. You scored 2 goals in that game. But again, we just miss out. I'm not going to talk about the Bradford Park Avenue final.
We should have won that right near the end, wasn't it? I think
it's the thing. I mean, Tom Greaves has got his own special FC United podcast where we celebrate all the goals he scored. I'm not doing an interview with him though, because you know the first question would have to be about that playoff final. I'm not going
to
bother.
Yeah, no, we don't need to remind him that.
No, exactly. That's fine.
Yeah, definitely.
But then that takes us to the following season, the 2012-13 season. And again, it didn't take you long to get scoring in our second game of the season in August of 2012. FC United and Manchester 3, Whitby Town 2. You scoring the second goal in that game there at Gig Lane.
Jerome Wright now, coming forward. Left-hand side, chips in nicely. Norton heads it forward. Sure enough, that's superb. That really is. It's Wolfenden, and that's an excellent piece of football from FC United. Beautifully floated delivery from Jerome Wright, headed down beautifully by Norton, and Wolfenden makes the run and converts. That really is a bit of quality from the home side.
Classic. Great ball in from Jerome Wright. Towering header there from Norton. And he just placed it perfectly for Wolfie to run onto and belt into the roof of the net.
And more awards coming your way this season as well, Matta. It was you were the players' player of the season and managers' player of the season that year. And I think, you know, at the end of it, is one of my favourite goals ever scored at FC United. We'll come to that in a second. But this season is where we start to see yourself, Mike Norton, Tom Greaves, Jerome Wright. There's a quality to our forward line. I mean, how enjoyable was it playing with this particular squad?
Oh, it was brilliant playing up front with Norts. I think, I don't know if it was the season before, he must have set up half of my goals and I just buzzed around him. And he took all the hits and I was getting on the end of his knock-ins. And then with Greaves was a joy to play with. He'd assist, he'd score goals. He was a nightmare for defenders all the time, just like Norts was. And they both had really good quality as well, really good players. And Greg as well. Greg was probably one of the most talented players in terms of his ball skills.
Well, Tom Greaves has to come deep for it, collects it, then looks for some support. Well, does he get in the form of Jacobs? Yes, he does. There's a decent run there from FC United. Jay Cottrell. Cottrell sees Daniels coming into the near post. Plays it across. It's an opportunity now. There should be a goal. It is! Matthew Wolfenden! What a ball! What a goal! Come at the man. Come at the hour. 101 appearances. 50 goals for Matthew Wolfenden. He's a goal machine for FC United.
What a finish that
what
was.
What a finish into the top corner. It came onto him and he had it all to do. Didn't even take a touch. He's hit it with his rifle across the goalkeeper, top right-hand corner, and that was worth the entrance fee alone.
I mean, you got moved around a lot, didn't you, to fit all these players in? And I suppose that's all credit to you, and probably why Margie gave you his player of the season, because you were willing to play in multitude of positions to allow, you know, the likes of Wright, Ashley Mulholland, Carlos Roca, Norts, Daniels, Greaves to play in whatever lineup was possible. But that could only work if you were there to be adaptable.
I was just happy to be on the team sheet. That was my main aim. And I was more than happy where we played. And to be fair to Margie, there was never a rigid system. So if me, Carlos or Jerome was playing, we'd always be interchanging. Jerome not so much, didn't like coming over to the right hand side as much, but if Greavesy was there or Greg, wherever we ended up and Margie was happy with that as long as we got back in our shape. And I think it did work really well. So you never really had like a rigid position, I'd say.
Now, you obviously scored plenty of goals during the 2012-13 season, 19 of them, in fact, over 44 appearances. But I think if we're going to talk about crucial goals, we have to talk about the Grantham Town game in December 2012. FC United 0, Grantham Town 0 at Gig Lane as we head into the 92nd minute. We've been banging on the door for the last half an hour or so during this game. And of course, there's only one person who could walk through that door. And that was, of course, Matty Wolfenden.
Norton's through. 1-on-1. Great ball. Wolfenden! What a time to score! The first time they've really left Norton on his own, one-on-one, and slots one to his right-hand side, and Matty Wolfenden nails it. Thank God for that.
Now, obviously, you scored plenty of goals for FC United, but if I was to list my top five, maybe top three actually, favourite goals at FC United that I've ever seen, I'd go to Witten Albion and the playoff semi-final. I mean, that finish was superb. And I remember the jubilation in the stadium that night as well. Walk us through that goal, because you were quite a way out and the technique was out of this world, and certainly not something I'd expect at step three of non-league football.
A tremendous start from FC United of Manchester, coming close with a header from Michael Norton, and certainly set the stall out really well. First ball not won by FC United, but Stott wins the second, and Matty Wolfenden through the middle again. And there's a late challenge coming in there. The referee allows play to continue. There's no advantage to him there. And it's back with the goalkeeper, who clears his lines hurriedly. And Wolfenden now, first time shot comes in.
Matty Wolfenden, 50 yards. The goalkeeper cleared his lines. It made the D of the halfway line. Matty Wolfenden said, thank you very much. And he's volleyed it straight into the back of the net. And FC United have got a goal up. And we're now being blocked cell shots. What
absolutely
a finish.
Brilliant. The referee knew what he was doing there, letting that foul go, didn't he?
Well, FC United should have had a free kick. Yeah. He didn't give it. The goalkeeper cleared his lines. He was hurriedly done because Michael Norton put the pressure up. I say he made just about
what
the
D strike
in this half. And Matty Wolfenden, well, normally those go into Rose Head. He's hit it absolutely to perfection. Oh, and FC United on 9 minutes, it's 1-0.
You know what? Last year, the kids were asking, because I didn't play last year, because of COVID, and a couple of the kids are asking what my favourite goal was, and they was searching on YouTube, and they come across that goal and was asking me about it. And if I remember, I think I actually got fouled in the build up to it, and I think I was berating the ref at one point, and then I've jumped up, gone after the ref, and the keeper, I think Nortz has charged the keeper down, and he's kind of miskicked it, hasn't he, along the floor, and it's just ended up at my feet, and I think my touch has kind of set it up, and I've just thought, you know, you don't really think, do you? And
Wolfie, you volleyed it from 40 yards out, mate. I mean, it's something else.
I know. Well, yeah, it's my favourite goal. It was a bit unexpected. I don't think the lads thought I could reach from that far. So, but yeah, it set out a few nerves, didn't it? That was one at Gig Lane. The atmosphere was brilliant, wasn't it? And that set us up nicely, really, for that playoff game.
It's odd, really, because, you know, I've seen playoff goals scored, you know, for FC United, as we've discussed on these shows. You know, we're no strangers to playoff finals and semi-finals, so I've seen plenty of playoff goals, and I've seen FA Cup goals, and I've seen title winning goals and all kinds of stuff, but that one just stands out, and I don't know why. I mean, it might be just the evening, because it was another playoff occasion, and we didn't want to slip up.
Definitely, an early goal is always a nerve settler, isn't it? But I think it was it's the same over, like we've been saying, that people are saying, oh, is it going to happen again this year? Are they going to get beat? So I think it was a big relief just to settle the nerves for everyone. And then I think was it Ashley who scored as well that day?
Yes.
And once that went in, I think it brought us on nicely.
We do have to talk about the Hensford final. I mean, Hensford were a quality team, and it was always going to be tricky to go to Keys Park and pick up a win. But I think we got ourselves back into it, didn't we? And we had enough time to do a classic FC United comeback, but they just hung on, didn't they? And I've listened back to the Margie interview after, and it's heartbreaking, really, because it did feel like it was our turn.
Like you said, we had enough chances and enough time to rectify it, but it wasn't meant to be.
Let's go to the following season then, the 2013-14 season, and again, plenty of goals being scored. We should say we started off a bit slow during the season. We were beaten in our first game. We had a credible 0-0 draw at home to AFC Fylde, but then we really got going in our third league game that season, FC United of Manchester 6, Stamford 0. And of course, you scored in that game, Matty.
Right now, plays the ball across to Banks. There's an overlap there with Brown if he requires it, but he chooses to cut inside. Plays the first side.
Great ball.
There's an opportunity. Wolfenden should make it two.
Yes.
Oh, it's super football.
Great ball from Banks. Super.
Simple football. They gave Banks the opportunity. We've talked about it. You're getting into them dangerous areas. He went through 25 yards, slipped a ball to Matty Wolfenden, round the goalkeeper with some ease. Thank you very much. 2-0, FC United. They've capitalised on all the possession they've had for the last 25 minutes. And find themselves two up.
An honourable mention to Liam Brownell, whose overlapping run gave Banks the space to come inside,
exactly,
didn't it?
Exactly, that's right, yeah.
Now, we spoke earlier about tap-ins and that kind of thing, and the Witten Albion goal, of course. But I'm not having it, Matty. You scored some brilliant, brilliant goals. We spoke about the Ashton United goal earlier. But let's talk about Works Up Town. A fantastic finish, this one, on the 7th of December 2013. The game did finish in the end 4-4 between ourselves and Works Up Town. But the fourth goal from FC United that afternoon was a real beauty.
Tom Greaves heads the ball, plays the ball forward on there.
Go on, Matty.
Wolfenden does really well. First shot from Wolfenden.
Oh my word!
Oh my word! You will not see a better goal than that, Teddy!
Oh, yes!
Matty Wolfenden headed on brilliantly on the halfway line. It came to the chest of FC United's Matty Wolfenden. He held the ball, he turned, he volleyed it outside of his foot. It was just gliding beautifully into the top corner. Condor Man would have been proud of it. Flying into the corner, top of the net. FC United go from two goals down to 4-3. What a second half! Come on, the boys in red!
Yeah, I urge everyone to go track that goal down. FC United 4, Worksop Town 4. And Matty's goal was sensational. You scored 11 goals this particular season. But I think the majority of them were absolute blinders. I mean, the next one we're going to play is from the Buxton match. And this one was a pretty special goal too.
As FC United's Brown hits the ball high. Brought down on the chest by Norton. Flicks it across now from Mulholland to play it across to Birch. Birch now plays it to Wolfenden. Wolfenden's first touch was decent. Goes past one, goes past two. Wolfenden first time shot. Goal! Matty Wolfenden with a goal. The quality was there from the player. The ball was played across right hand side. He took a touch. It went a bit high for him. He won their second ball and then he just skipped through the entire defence. No one putting a challenge in under the goalkeeper. Warrington could do nothing. FC United, well, we've played 5 minutes of this second half and they take the lead with a Matty Wolfenden goal.
Well, we said in the first half, if Buxton go in at 0-0, they'll have missed a trick, and I think that's the trick just been missed.
And at this point, we're really chasing the league leaders, Chorley, down, and a game later, we beat Chorley at Victory Park by 1-0. A memorable finish to that game with Tom Greaves scoring.
This time, Burns plays a lovely ball. Out comes Sam Ashton, and this time Sam Ashton makes good contact, and they're looking to try and win this ball. Sam still off the edge of his area, but lovely play there by Burns. Plays it to Brownhill now. Brownhill, right-hand side, needs to get beyond the number 11 there, Jarvis. Ball into the penalty area. Wolfenden. Oh, my word! FC United have Manchester have stolen at the death. What a goal. Can you believe it? Tom Greaves with his 24th. The players are on the pitch. The management can't believe it. They're actually over-celebrating behind the goal. The ball was whipped in. Tom Greaves, well, he does what he does best, Tom Greaves. He scores goals from open play. 24 for the season. FC United, 93 minutes on the clock. I've probably stolen this game. We said it was an even contest, but believe you me, FC United may well have absolutely thrown this league wide open.
Nothing more enjoyable like in the last minute. It's an opportunity to get amongst the fans and not get booked or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. There, you get hidden in with them. There's that many. The ref kind of don't know what to do. But yeah, there was always battles with Chorley, and it was a good, enjoyable game to go to because they had a good following. They'd bring a lot of fans, and then we vice versa take the same to Chorley. But yeah, it's another one of those seasons, wasn't it?
Yeah, the running was certainly on, that's for sure. And notable contributions there from yourself, and that takes us to Blyth Spartans away. In April 2014, vitally important goal, this one from Wolfe on 64 minutes at Croft Park.
No real golden opportunities for either team in this second half. A half attempt by Port Purewell after some good work. As FC United now through the middle is an opportunity for Matty Wolfenden. Wolfenden is an opportunity. It's 1-0. Matty Wolfenden. The ball was played over the top by Dave Carnell. Bit of movement, bit of room, and that's what he does so well, does FC United's Matty Wolfenden. He went past the defender, the keeper came out, made himself big, slotted it past him, FC United take a lead.
And I remember speaking to Jerome about this never say die attitude from FC United, and regardless of the team, it's always been there for the 16 years the club's existed. What do you think that's down to? Because it is a cliche that, you know, clubs have this, but FC United are particular for coming back last minute and stuff and seizing points and taking all 3 points sometimes.
It's obviously a mentality that's set in with the group and the character that you have in the team. But as everyone mentions, it's a lot of it is to do with the 12th man. And, you know, when you're playing for FC United, you go to the end and everything's possible and they do drag you through. There's a lot of times where... And once I left FC, you kind of realised that the fans do drag you through certain games, if that makes sense.
But ultimately, we miss out on the playoffs again. This time, though, against Ashley United in the semi-finals. I mean, it's a question I've asked all the players who've been involved in these playoff finals during this period. It was started to become apparent that we weren't very good at playoff matches. I mean, how was that playing on the players' minds every time we got to the playoffs at this point, do you feel?
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Like, they always play on your mind, and as much as players will say they don't, losing in consecutive playoffs is on your mind, and you're hoping it's going to be third time lucky. And it's just, it keeps driving you forward to go for the top spot, really. But I think, unluckily for us, in those kind of seasons, there was always one team that had a really big go at it, didn't it, and had a big budget. I think we had, like, the Chesters, the Halifaxes. So there was always, like, a battle between two or three clubs, wasn't there, for that one automatic place. So
let's talk about the 2014-15 season then. So we could talk about, you know, all the playoff defeats and all that, but this season, this is the one where we did it, and we did it the good old fashioned way of winning the league. But also there's an historic FA Trophy run in here as well, and some stunning performances from not just yourself, Matty, but I mean, what was this team like this particular season? Eventually winning the league after going down to Torquay as well in the quarterfinals of the FA Trophy. I mean, it was such a memorable season.
Yeah, that was up there that season, and that was probably the group of lads that you kind of sticks to your mind when you talk about FC.
It's remarkable how many games we played in that FA Trophy run, because there was replays all over the shop, and, yeah, and there was. Some standout performances and some games where we really dug deep to get through. I mean, the Buxton game.
Birch does well, plays it out to Linfield, halfway line Linfield. Good pressing again from King. Lacey chips it down the line. Stock with a nice header on, and Daniels takes it on his chest, moves towards the corner flag. Can he get across it? It's a low cross. He goes right across. Yes! It's Matthew Wolfenden who gets on the end of it. Excellent work there from FC United. Daniels takes it to the byline, crosses, the ball beats everyone, and Matthew Wolfenden, like a good player, should be on the back post, finishes with aplomb. And really, FC getting away with one there, and that's how simple it can be, to lose a lead. But FC United getting away with it. And now Wolfenden in the 18-yard box. It's number two for Wolfenden. And just as I was chiding FC United at the back, the ball suddenly broke from Matthew Wolfenden, who took it through. He had space. He stepped very calmly, then chipped the keeper to the far corner of the net. And FC United double their lead. It's 2-0.
And then there's the Chorley game, where you score what we think is the winner, but then Chorley come back a couple of minutes later to get an equaliser to make it 3-3. A remarkable game of football, that one.
As the FC fans in fine voice. Ball played into the penalty area. Up goes Greaves. Wolfenden, can he make it 3? Yes! Yes! Matty Wolfenden! The fans go crazy all around us to the right and behind the goal. The ball was thrown in. FC United's Wolfenden, he had a bit to do. He's played the ball past the goalkeeper, and FC United, from 2 down, find themselves 3-2 up with about 7 minutes in this game remaining. Matty Wolfenden there. Well, I've been waxing lyrical about him all my FC radio career, and then he had the composure, he had the quality to get beyond Sam Ashton. He had work to do, and there was a deft chip over Ashton Kader, over him, into the back of the net. And from, say, 2 goals down to 3-2 up here, FC United and Manchester lead. And, well, there's a lot of seated FC fans on the right-hand side. They all jumped up, we jumped up. But there's still time for Chorley.
I do remember the Chorley one, because I think I've gone through and, like, just lifted it over the keeper, like, late on, like you said, and you think there's off to the next round, and then 2 minutes later or whatever it was, and you're back to 3-3, which is the highs and lows of football, really. But
yeah, unfortunately so. But Tom Greaves pops up, and it's all sorted. So no problem at all. Through to the next game, which I think was against Fylde. And you didn't score in this game, but you did. You certainly played, that's for sure. And speaking of great occasions, Torquay away then. Should we have won that game? I mean, they were all win one, wasn't there, where you hit the bar? We were very unlucky, weren't we?
Yeah, I think they would. I think Torquay had a big shock, and I think they probably thought they've got a bit of a got away with one once they've won 1-0. Like you said, Matty hit the bar in the final stages, didn't he? And it just wasn't. It wasn't meant to be. It was one of those occasions. And the trip to Torquay, like I think I went down on the morning because I couldn't get there with the lads due to work.
Oh, you're on Swampy Airways.
I didn't think it were going to get us there. I didn't think it would take off the ground. But yeah, it was a bit of an experience. But when we finally got there and to see how many fans we took, it really spurred the lads on. We gave it our all, and that's all you can ask. And like you said, it was a long run, wasn't it? Like teams are moaning now about playing Saturday, Tuesday. And I don't remember not doing that in non-league. I think that's always been the way, hasn't it? In non-league, you play a lot of games, and players want to play games rather than training. So.
And that takes us then to the running, because after that, obviously, we were winning matches. And, you know, I think there was a game in November we lost, and then we didn't lose a league game until Skelmersdale in April. I mean, it was epic, that run that we went on in the league. And, of course, you're playing a part in that, and you opened the scoring at Ashton United in one of the first games of 2015, that season, on the 3rd of January 2015. The end result was Ashton United 0, FC United of Manchester 2, and here's the opening goal.
But Jerome Wright will take this throw in now. Can FC United break the deadlock here? Into the G-Bark. Oh, it bounces. And Wolfenden scores! Well, that was pretty fortuitous. A great finish from Matthew Wolfenden. And how happy is he? Throw in there. The bounce, I think it was coming to Linfield, but it bounced awkwardly past him. Wolfenden seized on it on the turn into the net.
Right on the half hour.
And the hits just kept on coming as well. And once again, the next clip we're going to play is another tap-in from Matty Wolfenden. An absolute blinding goal in our 5-2 win against Marine in February of 2015.
And now it's 3-0. Wolfenden, can he make it 5?
Oh!
He did it! Well, that's the United scoring for fun now. It's 5-2.
That was absolutely stunning. What a beautiful goal from Wolfenden. Perfect touch just to lob the keeper. He was off his line. Fantastic
on the
goal.
Hour. And FC United, well, you've really got to hand it to the men in red.
Some of the games we blew teams away, but we had scruffy wins and we also had scruffy draws as well. But it was just so determined. I mean, what was all that down to?
I think it's just like we've said it and touched upon, it's just down to having a really good group of lads and showing character and having the full support of both like the management and the fans. And I think that team morale had been built up in the years, and we kept adding quality that season. And I think that was just the season it was meant to be.
Just a little bit of luck, that's what you're looking for. They are defending tremendously, resolutely are the visitors, but something has to give at some stage. You'd expect, you'd hope, you'd pray if you're a religious type. If you're not, an agnostic, just want the ball to the back of the net. The ball comes across now. It's headed by two players from the same team, and they eventually clear the lines. And they give the ball away. It's Brownhill now. Brownhill looking for some support. Chips it through the middle down the right-hand side. Can be kept in play by Linfield. Yes, it can. Towards the back post. It's an opportunity. They
have scored what could be the goal that makes them lift the trophy here tonight at Curzon and Ashton.
It was just a massive relief, and you felt like you were still kicking every ball when I'd been subbed. But yeah, it was just great to see it had finally happened, and more relief from a lot of the lads, and just to see the fans at the end and celebrate with them at Curzon. It was brilliant, yeah.
And you know, when we talk about your career as a footballer, you know, Wrexham, as we discussed earlier, but also we have to mention Oldham Athletic, you know, youngest player to play for them. Nights like Stourbridge, would you expect that at step three of non-league football?
Well, not before I'd experienced the FC, no, but then there was many nights that was like that. And I don't think you get that at professional clubs. You're not as, that's one of the things I noticed when you joined FC, you kind of, you know, faces and the family, and it does feel like a family. And I still see like people pop up nowadays, you know, the fans, and I think, oh, I remember him, I remember her. And yeah, it's just nice. People still message me from FC, and you just get that real family feeling, and you feel like you belong to something at non-league clubs, and there's something special about that. It's not just about the football and the money side of things, is it? It's looking after each other and digging in. Like the amount of things we did at FC, like you just feel really part of the community. And I think there's been times where we've gone and helped to feed the homeless through various initiatives that have been set up, and all the stuff they do with the FC youth and the kids. It's just brilliant, and it just draws you in. Other than the football, there's lots more going on.
And after that season, we had Benfica, of course, the first game at Broadhurst Park. I've spoken to Jerome about this, and you know, there's players who played in that game for Benfica who are now playing for some pretty big sides in European football. What was that whole occasion like? Because it was pretty surreal stuff. Not just, you know, the fact that we finally built the stadium, but we're playing Benfica and there's a big giant eagle there and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it was very surreal. Like you said, just having a ground to call home when you played at Gig Lane over the years. Staley Bridge, Curzon, to finally have something to call home. And for the fans, that I think if we'd have played anyone, that would have been a great occasion. But to have Benfica there and some of the names that they brought was really added to it, didn't it, I think? And like you said, the Eagle, they're all things you remember.
That takes us then to the National League North, our first taste of step two of non-league football. And after a bit of a shaky start where we only picked up a point in our first four league games, there we are hosting Brackley in August of 2015, winning by 3-2, and you opened the scoring in that game.
Great ball there, though, by Ashworth, brings in Brown, but that's a great ball to Pedley. That should be a goal! Yes, a goal! And that man, Matthew Wolford, delivers the goal for FC United to bring it back on level turn. It was Ashworth with a lovely ball out to the right-hand side. It was brought down. We just talked about dead ball situations. Whipping the ball in with pace and with a bit of curve. That's exactly what he did. And there was Matthew Wolfenden after a great Brownhill ball. And Wolfenden from 6 yards, he heads the ball to the back of the net. None of the goalkeeper could do. FC back on level terms. It's a simple game, isn't it?
What's that step up like?
There is a jump, but I thought we took to it quite well. I think it's more there's a lot more money knocking around, isn't there? And players are dropping into that league from some quite big clubs. And you go into a lot better stadiums, it feels a bit more... You go into some big teams, aren't you, that dropped out of the leagues. And you got the likes of Stockport and Kidderminster. They're really good occasions. And like you said, in the previous season, we'd already mixed it with them, hadn't we? We mixed it with the likes of Fylde and a couple of other teams. So we knew we could compete. Like the likes of Scott Kay and George, you can see it. George was an unbelievable player, and he's what he's doing today is real credit to him. Still playing at Harrogate with I think the League Two now, aren't they? And I think I read somewhere he's got so many assists in the leagues and creating chances. But yeah, it just I think being in the National North, and when you come to FC, there's people watching all the time, so it attracted a lot higher standard of players as well.
Let's go to the following season then, our second season in the National League North, and we had to play Stockport County Early Doors, third league game of the 2016-17 season. Quite an epic occasion. I remember this night, and you scored in this game.
I think I remember this one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was boisterous, but in the end, it was a nice evening.
Carnell clears his lines. Only as far as Wolfenden's over his head, though, and Duxbury can get it, but he clears it only as far as Sheridan. Sheridan now on the ball, infield to Kay. Kay can turn. There's room out here if you can find Chantler, and he does. Good play from Kay. Chantler now crosses this ball in. Oh, it's to Wolfenden!
Yeah!
What a goal! What a ball from Chantler, and Wolfenden is there on the 6 yard line. In it goes, a comfortable side foot on the volley.
He's ain't looking easy.
Well, that confused the defence because the ball sailed over the head of the first striker and Wolfie was further deeper in the box. And the first time shot on the volley, found the corner. Terrific finish by Wolfie.
Only Matty Wolfenden could have finished that one. It was proper class act. 33 minutes on the clock here. 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. A cracking ball from Chantler and a cracking finish from Matty Wolfenden.
Games under the lights at Broadhurst Park were always special. So, and there was always a little bit of needle, isn't there, when you're playing Stockport? It's a bit of a rivalry, like you say. And obviously, the fans always had a little bit with each other, didn't they? And and it does make you pushes you on to want to get one over him as well for the fans. So,
and when it comes to your goal scoring, it was a bit sporadic at times, but you did score another hat trick for the club. I don't know if you remember this game. This was against West Disbury and Charlton in the Manchester Premier League.
Yeah, it was in a cup, wasn't it? Yeah, I do remember that.
Where you scored quite a unique hat-trick in the final 10 minutes of the game.
FC United now with Glynn. Glynn, lovely ball. It's Wolfenden. What a goal. What a ball, though, from Kieran Glynn. It was sublime. The boos are ringing out from the visitors. They're absolutely disgusted with that. As FC United now, it's with Glynn in the penalty area. Wolfenden's at the back post again. An opportunity, Wolfenden. Goal.
6-1.
And Glynn there. Well, just doing what he does best. Takes it to the byline. Wolfenden does what he does better than anyone I've ever seen in an FC shirt. Hanging off the back of a defender and then just popping up. Thank you very much. And that makes it 6-1 here. Great ball there. It's opportunity. It's going to be FC United, Manchester's number 17. Hat-trick for number 17. Come in, number 17. 17 come in. Matty Wolfenden makes it 7.
What's it like scoring a hat-trick in quick succession like that?
It's a great feeling to score a hat-trick any time, but to do it, like you said, in 10 minutes, it is special. And it just feels like you can't miss, really, when it happens like that. Yeah, it was good. Nice feeling.
And let's go to your final goals then. In fact, 2 goals. It was the final league game of the season in a 5-1 win over Gainsborough Trinity.
It's 24 minutes on the clock. George Thompson will take this corner ball. Fagbola goes near post, goes back behind everybody else. It's a free header. Salt is the man that clears it. Force for Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright's touch is a decent one in the penalty area. Can he get the shot across? Yes, he can. Cross means yes. Wolfenden at the back post. And Wolfenden gets us back on track. And it was a lovely bit of control from Jerome Wright in the penalty area, because the header was headed away and it came down, and Jerome Salt like had it. He had the ball and spun it. And went past the defender, chips it to the back post, and there was Wolfenden.
It was absolutely fantastic. Best, you know, comes from the best passage of play that FC had.
94 goals.
Oh, I don't.
See, do I ask the question? I'm going to ask the question. 100, it was nearly there. Any regrets with regards to that? Or is that a rubbish question to ask?
Yeah, I never wanted to leave FC. I could have stayed and got the 100 goals. And obviously there's regrets, but I think it was the time to come, really. Just really for myself. I signed at Staley Bridge, and it was more just for the security of a contract, really. It was the time I left. It was where FC didn't want to be having the older players on contracts. And but it was just one of those things. It was the best thing for the football club to be putting the younger lads on contracts, and it's just you just get on with it, don't you? But I think that season was a really bad Christmas, and I think at Staley Bridge we ended up playing 4 games a week for a fortnight, I think we played, and just having that security of contract over Christmas was probably a good decision, really, on my behalf. But yeah, it was tough to leave, but Staley Bridge was a really good club, and I spent 2 really enjoyable seasons there. You do always look back and you think, should I have just stayed another season? Should I have stayed another few months? But that's just life, isn't it, really?
We finished the season off, actually, with silverware, didn't we? Because we beat Stalybridge Celtic on a sandy pitch at Boundary Park, wasn't it?
At Boundary Park, yeah.
You've obviously got Oldham in your blood. I mean, what was that pitch about? But more importantly, what was it like playing in a final at Boundary Park?
Yeah, it was really good. The pitch at Boundary Park has never been the greatest, but I don't think I've ever seen it quite as bad as that. That was ridiculous, really. But yeah, it's just another special night, really, with FC. The fans want you to win things, don't they? And it doesn't matter what competition it is. It's silverware, and you're there to win it. Yeah, and it was special, probably doing it at Boundary Park, going back to a club that I'd spent so many years there, from a young boy at 7 to then, like you said, making my debut and going back with FC was a bit of a special night. Yeah.
Here we go. Well, it's Jerome Wright being
tackled. Come on!
Yay! There you go, the champagne aloft. And they'll be celebrating long, hard, till at least 11 o'clock this evening, because they've all got to get off for work in the morning.
You're the second highest appearance holder. I mean, ordinarily, playing 300, over 300 times for a non-league club would see you as number one, but Jerome Wright is
I weren't Jerome, was it?
Doesn't mention it that much. But he stuck dead on 400 and then I'm off. Playing 300 times for over 300 times for SC United and scoring 90-odd goals. You then move on to Stalybridge, don't you? And the last time I saw you were playing for Radcliffe and I said in commentary, I'm pretty sure you could still play for FC United, if I'm being honest. So when you look back now at the over 300 games, the 94 goals, the two red cards and all that, but 7 years at the club, which is no mean feat, really, for a non-league footballer. When you look back now, what's your thoughts about your legacy? Because, you're on these FC United Legends podcasts for a reason. I mean, what's your take now after a few years? Looking back now,
well, it's funny you say that because I was only talking to Luke Ashworth the other day, and we was reminiscing a little bit, and just the times at FC, you kind of, I don't know, when you're there, you kind of take it for granted, and what you experience at FC doesn't happen at many football clubs, never mind in non-league, and the experiences we had from going to Switzerland to Detroit to playing Benfica to all the playoffs, and then finally getting the promotion and going into a new ground. They're just things that stay with you for hopefully the rest of my life, I think. And the friendships you build, not only with players, but with fans and the likes of yourselves. And yeah, it's a real special club. And if it wasn't, players wouldn't stay there for so long. The likes of Jerome, the likes of me, and the likes of Greasy and Norch, you're there for a long time. It sucks you in. It's a great place to play your football. Like, there's always fans there. There's always people watching it, and it motivates you on to perform at your best, I think, and appreciate all the support they've given me over the years, and it was a really special time, yeah, definitely.
Ball back to the keeper.
Superbly, and it flew in the back of the net.